Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a group of special guests for you. We're joined by the girls of Glamour. Ladies, how's it going?
It's going awesome. Good.
I love your voice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I get it from my mama. So ladies, we are here at the 2017 Heal the Hood All-Star Basketball game. Sorry, yeah. Couldn't get the words out. Tell me how you first became involved with this great, great thing.
Well, we actually heard about this through our management, and we really just wanted to jump on this opportunity because we heard about all the bad things that's been happening here, you know, the storms and the crime, the violence, all of that. So we just wanted to bring positivity and bring some light and love and turn up with y'all, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we wanted to do it.
We did. We just wanted to just bring some positive energy because we just know that it's just been so much going on, and everyone deserves to have just a little hint of positive energy, so that's what we just want to bring today.
Yeah. Absolutely. Where did you girls meet each other?
We met at AGI Entertainment. We went to a summer camp. I came to be a singer. Kaylin came to be an actress. And Lady came to be a dancer. So we all came for different reasons. But at AGI, our manager, Natasha Garcia, she's going to make you do all three. You can't just come to sing. She's going to be like, no, you're going to be in everything. She's not going to let you be a one-trick pony. Yeah. So they came to learn. We just came to love all three sides. And they put us together in 2012. And we've been rocking ever since. Yes. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So were you guys, I mean, I imagine that would have been nerve-wracking, like being out of your element because, you know, you're a singer, you're an actress. How did you cope with that? How did you adjust?
Well, I've always danced too, but I just never wanted to be a dancer. I wanted to be a singer. So it wasn't uncomfortable for me to dance, but acting was kind of uncomfortable for me because I'm like, oh, why am I being vulnerable? Why do I need to cry? Why? What is this? So it was it was very uncomfortable at first.
And honestly, we got comfortable with it by just working at it. I mean, and that's with everything. You just get comfortable and confident in whatever you do by working at it. So we literally work all the time, and we just start to get better at it, and that was just like, it just comes naturally.
Yeah, definitely. Me, I was only a dancer and actress, and then I had to learn how to sing. Well, you know, I was like a shower singer. Like, I could hold a note, but I couldn't sing. Oh my gosh, Miss Natasha forced the voice out of me. It was few horrible months, but I made it through, and I'm here now.
So how do you girls, you're obviously from different backgrounds, how do you girls gel? Like, you seems like you just became friends. What keeps your friendship strong?
No, seriously. We have a good Christian-based families in AGI where we train. It's Christian-based. Like, Miss Natasha, she don't play. She don't play none of that. Mm-hmm. So we never have, like, issues that go into, like, big ordeals. Yeah. We really squash our stuff when it comes up. Like, hey, I didn't appreciate this. Cool. I'm not going to do it again. Cool. We keep it pushing. And the love for what we do really keeps our eye on the prize, and it really keeps us going at the end of the day. So it's like, do we want to fight or do we want to win? Yeah. Do we want to fight or do we want to be a household name? Okay? So that's what keeps us going. So.
Yeah. Let's talk about your faith in Jesus Christ. That's something that, you know, a lot of people from the entertainment industry, they shy away from. What keeps you grounded just knowing that he's your Lord and Savior?
Well, it's just something that you have to know for yourself. Like, I can't really explain, oh, this is why I know. It's just, and it's been rooted in me, and I know it for myself. My parents are Christians. They told me, Mariah, you should do this, you should do that, you should go to church. But at some point, it's like, I want to do this. I want to go to church. So I don't really know how to explain, but it's just a feeling.
Just with us having an amazing team, like our team, like she said, everyone's just rooted. So they keep us grounded. We pray a lot, and we just, even when you come in this industry, you have to know who you are and whose you are. Like, you have to know. And when you don't know, that's how you get swayed, and that's how it just becomes craziness. So we've always known that. And that's what's just going to keep us, it's going to take us to the top.
Yeah. And also, it's like, since he gave us these gifts and doing this, like singing, dancing, all that, that's what keeps us the happiest. Like, that's what keeps us, you know, out of the gutter and all that type of stuff. So I just feel like that's the proof that, you know, that he loves us. Like, he gave us this gift, and he's keeping us happy and keeping us together. Like, we have a whole family, you know, just a whole bunch of strangers that just are one now. So, that's just none but Christ.
And he trusts us enough to give us these gifts. Yeah. Because God puts certain gifts in certain people. So he trusts us enough. Like, okay, Kaylin, Mariah, Dell, I know y'all can handle this. I'm going to give this to y'all. So we have to respect that. And we have to do what we got to do. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love it. Tell me a little bit about what, because I know that you girls are very young. You're all 17.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel any pressure that you have so many young girls looking up to you?
Yeah. I could say we have pressure with young girls looking up to us. It's like you have to watch what you say, watch what you do. Not saying that we do bad things, not saying that at all. But you just have to be very cautious because, like, young girls are like sponges and they just soak up everything that you do. If they see me doing all this, then they're going to do all of this. So it's like, I want to be an example. What do I want these young girls to act like? What do I want these young girls to carry themselves like? So
we have, like, we see everything firsthand because at the school that we go to at AGI, there's a whole lot of young kids, especially during summer and winter when the camps come and there's all these little girls and little boys. As soon as we do one thing, they turn around and they're doing the exact same thing, and it's crazy. Like, it's almost scary. So,
yeah.
It just taught us to be like, okay, let me...
Just to really be careful.
And they even made a, next generation of glamour?
Yeah. Like, every camp, there's not even glamour. No.
It's not even a joke. Like, they...
And they're like,
that.
I'm Mariah. I'm a get that lady.
I'm Kaylin.
And we're glamour. And we're like, oh. Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Tell me what it was like for you when you first met Candy Burress.
That was a really great experience because, you know, she was an escape. She's done everything that we want to do.
Yeah.
She's a business mogul. She's done escape. She writes. She's just an all-around boss. Yeah. So it's like, dang, it's a real humbling experience. And she was very impressed with us. And she watched us grow. And it was really great. She's a very nice person. She's very involved. She's very chill.
Yeah.
She's a real cool person.
Amazing. Really cool all the way around.
Yeah. all the way around. She's just cool. Love her.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So what's on the horizon for you ladies? Are you working on any new music?
Well, we're doing shows. We're doing a lot of shows. We have a show coming up on the 17th. We're opening up for Kiki Wyatt at Center Stage in Atlanta. So if you guys are in the Atlanta area, I don't know, then y'all should come out. That's what we're working on. We're doing a lot of shows. And we stay working on music because we evolve. Whether it's like 6 months ago when we hear a song, we're like, dang, we recorded that. I feel like we sound different.
Yeah.
We're constantly evolving. And the way we think, what we want to say is like constantly changing. So we're going to constantly be making music.
Yeah.
And where can our listening audience find out about you girls and keep abreast of what you're doing?
Well, all our social media is officially Glamour. You can find us on YouTube. We have a lot of covers, a lot of songs, and our original on Bay. Our original song, Bay, is on iTunes.
Yes.
So you guys go cop that. And officially Glamour, officially Glamour, officially Glamour.
Everything.
And I have one more question. I forgot to ask this. But with the songwriting, how is it? Because when there's three of you, you all have like your own input.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever like argue or like get frustrated with one another? If so, how do you deal with it?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're just now getting into the songwriting process. I mean, we helped write a couple songs with our creative director.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, writing songs for ourselves, it's very interesting because we all have three different interpretations on a song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's very interesting to see how this one thinks when she hears that. Like, it's just really interesting. So we've never gotten to the point where it's like, well, I'm gonna write about this! Because it's like we just have three different ideas. So... I mean, it's just a really cool experience. It's not really a fighting thing. It's just
cool
interesting
how the different minds work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what's the biggest takeaway that you ladies want people to get from your music, especially like young girls listening?
Really, we want to promote self-confidence and loving yourself, no matter what you look like. Because the world has a beauty
standard.
It's like you have to look like this and you have to look like this. But it's like, but you don't. But you don't. Okay. So we would just really want young girls to look in the mirror and just really love themselves. Like, I'm beautiful. I'm glamorous because I know how to do this. And like, singing is our thing. Like, what's your thing?
Mm-hmm.
You follow your dreams no matter how old you are, how young you are. If you're 10, follow your dreams. Because we was in AGI when we were 10. Okay.
Yeah.
So we was making it happen. So you got to make it happen for yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what we
promote.
I mean, and that's really what our name means. Glamour, you know, people think of the outside appearance, but we really just want it to come from the inside out.
Right.
Like, whatever makes you unique is what makes you glamorous, and everyone's glamorous in their own way.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I love it. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.